Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Matt Man, 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, well, let's talk about a sight for sore eyes, shall we?
And we shall.
All right, cops bust 6 people for having sex in a field.
Were they wearing sundresses and was Jimmy nearby?
But that's not the interesting part of the story is them having sex in a field.
Men and women together or just...
Men and one woman.
All right.
So the interesting thing about this happened in Connecticut. These people were having sex or what the story says, quote, getting it on.
That's a barn party.
I hate that expression. This happened last week. There were ages between 62 and 85, okay?
God.
The 85-year-old was the one woman.
Daggone.
So I don't know what her relationship
that
is.
That was her jumping out of an airplane. That was her bucket list.
So you have an 85-year-old woman and a bunch of men in their 60s, 70s, and 80s.
So their ages were 62, 67, 75, and 82, and she was 85.
Mm. So it makes sense where some of the people downstairs were last week.
An 85-year-old woman and 6 older gentlemen.
Yeah. So the only woman in the bunch was this woman who's 85, and she has the same last name as the 82-year-old man, but we don't know if they're married, if that's her son.
Brother and sister.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't imagine at 85 she has an 82-year-old son.
Well, she could have a 62-year-old son.
Yeah, but she has the same last name as the 82-year-old man.
So. Does it say what town it's in? By chance?
In Connecticut, Fairfield, Connecticut.
Oh,
you know that area?
Okay. It's not the greatest of areas.
It's got to be nicer than Norwalk.
It's not. It's right. It's right there, Bridgeport, which is kind of a hole.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So what did they get charged with?
Well, they were charged with breach of peace and also public indecency. There was one man walking around naked, and there was another one who was found in his car partially naked.
She had sex with the scarecrow. She was so old. She didn't even realize it.
I didn't have any idea. Well, if they're that old, I don't. You know, don't get them in trouble. They're that old, and they're still having weird, kinky
and
fun.
And there's people having sex in the field itself. So, I don't know if it's like a site where people would meet up and do it.
You get jail time for breach of peace?
Hell yeah. Field of Dreams. That's what. Okay, I'm sitting here thinking something in my head.
You know, if you
build it.
Yeah.
A bunch of retirees naked in the field, you know, getting it all. I'm like, okay, let them.
So they were. The
Shoeless
police...
Joe, is that you? What are you doing down there? You're supposed to be Shoeless Joe, not Pantsless Joe. Put your britches back on, Shoeless Joe.
What if afterwards you said, you were good, Doc?
you were good.
The police department, they're getting reports of complaints of inappropriate behavior during that week, the week of August 12th. And so they went out there and found all this when they went to survey the area.
Sir, put your hands behind your back right now. What's your name?
My name's Moonlight Graham.
Oh.
Dr. Moonlight Graham.
Otta.
So they did an internet search, and it revealed that the park has been advertised on at least one of the city hookup guides. So I don't know what if it's a hookup guide.
Yeah, I guess
guide,
they don't have rest areas
and,
out there. No rest areas.
And that's
available.
Where you go, and I don't know if they're like... how they were in the field, if you're all out there doing it like a massive orgy or anything. I don't know the semantics of how it went down in that kind of situation.
Yeah.
If you meet strangers or if you're kind of like going out there with somebody that you know.
Mm-hmm. What if you just showed up for Woodstock and you didn't know it was canceled?
Yeah. If you're just enjoying having sex out there in the sun.
Yeah. By the way, Moonlight,
with other people.
Moonlight Graham was born in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Oh,
I had no idea. Thank you, Internet.
What was his dad in the Army or something? Fort Bragg?
And that's him.
Nine's favorite local band's Massive Orgy. Mm-hmm.
He loves them.
I love them. Love them the most. Man, yesterday I was at, sorry, sometimes when I go home, I stop at a gas station that's on the way home. It's right off 85, and it's right beside an extended stay motel that they just remodeled.
Mm-hmm.
So, dude comes in. Yeah, I'm walking around to see if they got my electrolyte drink, which they're usually out of. So I walk up, and the dude is standing there in front of me.
You go to the grocery store to get Pedialyte.
It's not that. It's different. He looks like it's grown people Pedialyte. He looks like a painter or something. He's wearing like the white shirt and like the bleachy jeans that are really light blue now.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks kind of like a painter. He's definitely like a working man. It's kind of raining out. So this dude buys him like the 2-pack of Magnums from the gas station.
Ooh.
And then when I'm walking out, I see him turning the corner, walking up through the driveway of the extended stay. I just take my time, get in the car. Time I back out, he's at the top of the stairs, walking down the breezeway, knocks on the door. Some old girl opens up, and he goes back in.
Hello.
Oh, no.
So I just got the impression, like, wow, this dude's meeting his hooker.
Yeah.
And then she wanted him to wear protection, so we had to walk to the gas station next door to buy the rubbers? To have protection with the prostitute at the motel.
Did he by chance say con permiso when he walked right by you?
No, he didn't say anything.
So, it costs more if you don't use one, right?
Well,
to go raw dog, it's more.
Some of them probably just don't entertain that thought at all.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Learning something new every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, Moonlight Graham, who knew?
Yeah, all right. So,
well, that was an interesting thing to see at 11:45 on a Tuesday. Good for him, though, you know. She's making money. He's getting something out of it.
Can you tell how she was looking?
I couldn't really tell, but if you know the area I'm talking about, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's an extended stay because you're living there.
Yeah.
Yeah, typically. You are. Living life. Well, we did talk about Fairfield, Connecticut. Meanwhile, in Norwalk, Connecticut, someone calls the cops on a topless woman at the beach. You wouldn't believe what she did to protest.
Took her panties off, too.
Yeah.
Boy, what's with Connecticut going wild?
They're still in Florida's gimmick.
Yeah. They are.
Well, you know, you got to live your life. Alcohol alcohol may have been involved in the situation because she stripped out of her entire bikini while at Westport's Compo Beach.
Uh-huh.
So this is a 28-year-old woman named Anna Lee Halderman in Norwalk. And last month she was at the beach and, according to reports, she was drunk and topless. Someone called the cops on her. So when she was confronted in person, she protested by dropping her bathing suit bottoms.
Dang, I just found her mugshot.
Yeah, right?
Wow, not what I was expecting at all.
No, not nearly as bad as you expect it to be with that.
Well, look at those bottoms. I'll check them out.
But she ran off before the cops got there.
Uh-oh.
She ran away. But apparently this was worthy enough for a full investigation.
How many sets of feet print were in the sand?
And she says she has no recollection, and she has no memory of the incident whatsoever. So she says she didn't do it.
Wow.
She wasn't topless, and she didn't drop her bottoms.
You know what's interesting is as I Google her mugshot, I come across this story. Her father is the guy who worked for CBS Television Network that was trying to blackmail David Letterman for $2 million when he found out Letterman was cheating with his assistant.
Same guy.
No, same guy.
Wow, same guy.
Yeah. It's his fault.
Yeah, it is.
He should have put that on the show. It would have made it good.
You didn't like Letterman?
I mean, he threw his pencil and talked to the deli guy, but that's about it.
He's funny, though, just in general funny.
He didn't have any bits.
No, he didn't do a lot of bits. Like, you like the Leno stuff better.
I'll tell you this, they all suck now. I do not enjoy it. They're
all the Daily Show now.
Yeah, too not funny. It's too, like, serious stuff. It's like, I want to hear funny things.
Yeah, let the Daily Show be the Daily Show and y'all do something else.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon got too cookie cutter, man. Yeah. He's like middle school comedy now.
You know, that's kind of how Leno was, though.
I want Greg Kinnear to come back to network.
It was fun.
Leno was the king of cookie cutter in his day. And now he looks like Maniac Cop.
Yeah, but jaywalking was a great bit.
Beyondo was
great, man. Jaywalking was great. And then the headlines with the marriages, that was funny, too. When Jay Leno did the headlines, that was a funny bit.
Beyondo was just his head going Going yeah. back and forth.
Big head.
And then Conan with in the year 2000, I thought was an awesome bit.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when he kept doing it after the year 2000.
Oh, Conan was the king of the bits with the in the year 2000 and the pimp bot and the masturbating bear, man. He had some great characters and bits.
So he's funny, but nobody knows where he's at.
Yeah. He's in TBS.
So ruined his career.
In the year 2000.
I know, that was great.
Thank you.
In the year 2000.
Oh. Yeah, he'd have a celebrity face with a big mouth on it.
Yeah, he'd do that.
That's funny.
He
had
like,
that 10 years before Snapchat had
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he was doing like the face swap stuff if they made it. Yeah.
Little angry dog puppet.
Yeah, it was Robert Smigel as Triumph, the insult comic.
I bought that CD.
You did. That was awesome.
I bought that CD. I bought a cigar smoking puppet CD.
You did. Right,
you watch Triumph on the show, and you're like, man, this is funny for 2 minutes a month. Yeah. I want a whole CD of this.
A whole CD.
Why not? You only live once.
Smigel's funny.
Well, if you want to type really fast on your phone, you better let your kids do that because they are so much faster than you are, according to a recent study.
Well, I'll have them go against my Jimmy Jack Jackie.
The people that type faster are the younger ones. So do you type faster on your computer or do you do it on your cell phone? 68% of the people say that they're typing faster on their computer and 14% say their phone.
Yep.
But people under the age of 35 are at least 20 times more likely to say that they're better on their phone than people over 45. Which I have to agree. I mean, it depends on how long your fingernails are. The longer your fingernails, the harder it is to type.
I can see that. I don't know. I'm pretty fast on both, but I'd say I'm faster with like a full keyboard so I can use all my fingers at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm pretty fast on the phone, though. Sometimes I'll be sitting somewhere typing or texting on the phone, and someone will do be like, man, look at them fingers go.
Damn, man.
Must be working on getting some. I'm like, nah, man. Just, you know, talking to Matt, man.
Your lady must love you.
We were sexting.
Yeah.
But like yesterday, we were in the office and we were looking at something that Fat Boy had texted in our group text, me, Nine, and Fat Boy. And I started looking and then Fat Boy starts looking and we're like, oh, look, there's that picture when you sent this. Nine is 60 seconds to 2 minutes behind in the conversation.
Right.
And he starts looking for what we were looking for in the group text. And somehow he beat us there. He's Google Thumbs.
Yes.
I have dexterity of my thumbs. It's because I can use both hands, man. You know, I can go lefty and righty at the same time.
So between the sexes, women are also more likely to say that they're faster than the men on their phone, 17% to 11% of the men.
Yeah, not me.
Because they're, you know, more texting and everything like that.
Talk to text is an incredible feature. And I said this the other day, it's learned my mouth so well. I mean, it really has the words I say and how I say them and stuff. Like when I say Mary, it adds 7 R's to it. It's wonderful.
It should, yeah, it should know.
They can transcribe her voicemails now, my mom's.
Yep.
Mom's.
Hey, baby.
Does she do that? Goodness. Does she have a text on her phone?
No. Mary has sent me one text ever, and it was Angel was sitting there making her do it, and it was all one word.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she didn't hit space bar.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's weird because these people know how to type. You just put a phone into the hands of like a baby boomer. They don't know how to type or do things anymore.
Mm-hmm. What is this? What do I do? How do I get money out of it?
How do I flip it open, Matthew?
Mm-hmm.
Can I draw a check from it?
Russians are going to be hacking in.
Then again, we are talking about the generation most famous for screaming at customer service representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they keep calling me Karen, Matthew?
Stop recording me.
May I speak with your supervisor?
Yeah, the generation of wanting to talk to the boss.
Can I get your card and your badge number?
It's like the Louis C.K. episode where, you know, he's like, well, I'll take my business elsewhere. She's like, fine, go ahead.
Yeah.
There'll be more.
Yeah, there's plenty of people wanting coffee and bagels, Lou.
Well, Mary couldn't even be a Walmart greeter because she doesn't even say hello when she calls. I'll say, hello, you coming by here today?
She should say that when they walk in the door.
What'd you come here for? Welcome to Walmart.
What are you doing here?
You want some tampons?
Here, take one of this. What is it, a coupon? No, it's a tract of my church. Mm-hmm. Love to see you on Sunday. What's missing in the CHCH? You are?
God answers an email.
God answers an email.
It does.
I saw that one the other day.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
All right, so let's lastly talk about trolls, shall we?
Yes.
And Pink. Also, I want to I want to bring Jessica Simpson in this, where she was trolled on Instagram for letting her 7-year-old get her hair colored. And then people were telling Jessica how awful she was to let your child have her hair colored.
Why?
And then Pink, because, you know, people, the trolls out there are going to judge you for everything.
Yeah. So Pink, meanwhile, they tie-dye their dog, yeah. But how dare you do her hair?
So, yeah, why is it okay? The majority of grown women just are so dissatisfied with their God-given hair color, they change it constantly. But you can't do it. There's a certain age you can start, and before that, you can't do it. I was unaware of this. I didn't know there was rules with color and hair. I thought you just did it if you want to.
Well, people didn't like the fact that they were, you know, that Jessica, how dare she let her child color her own hair or whatever. But Pink defended her. So now Pink has this challenge to the internet and all the trolls out there.
Oh, learn to do trapeze.
That think that they know everything. They're so funny. They say everything and they want to criticize every movement that you make with your children. If you post your kids, you're a bad parent, blah, blah, blah. So she has this go one day without criticizing challenge. That's stupid. She's challenging trolls on social media to take one day without criticizing someone else. And she added, quote, if it feels good, hey, why not go 2 days? But let's start with one for the overzealous out there.
Let's just see if we can naturally go the rest of the show.
How many called her stink as soon as she tweeted it?
Stink.
No stink. I'm not doing it.
What happened to your skateboard girl gimmick? Why are you in the circus now?
When'd you turn into a dude?
Now, you know what the Undertaker does on Instagram is when he posts pictures of his kid, he puts an emoji face over their faces. His wife does the same thing.
Which one? Does it look like him, long hair and a
cat? I think he just has daughters. But, I can see that. And, most of the famous people I follow are wrestlers, so that's what I'm basing this on. But, like, I know a couple of the wrestler brothers, the worker brothers, will post, you know, just from the back. You only see the back of their head, of their kids and stuff.
Just a picture of the left arm?
Yeah. So, I mean, I can see that. I mean, when it involves the kids, that's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, to go a day without criticizing.
What if they did that with the milk cartons? There's a kid on the milk carton, but we don't want you to see, so we put an emoji on it. You can't find him.
Yeah.
Walk around some ditch somewhere looking for a smiley face.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks like a smiling poop thing. Yeah. Doesn't work.
What does Kelly Clarkson think about this? Is she on board?
I'm sure. She gets enough bullying.
Arm meat.
If you gain a little weight, goodness, we should all relate to that. We should defend people that are fat shamed.
See, the thing is, the internet doesn't have to be such a negative thing, but it's like we've used it and allowed it to be this thing where bored people go to bitch about things.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is that we've made that its default use during the daylight hours, especially. At night, everybody's looking to get laid. During the day, they're just looking to complain about anything.
True. And,
and you find the people, you find people who are just... If you'd stop and ask yourself, do you care about the thing you're complaining about on the internet, you'd stop complaining most of the time because you realize you don't really care about that. Why are you wasting so much time and energy on complaining about something you don't give a damn about?
Yeah, but let me ask you this, Jimmy. Yeah. Do you often review products online?
Yeah, like Amazon purchases and things, yeah.
And when you do, is it usually because they were crappy?
Yes.
No, I just go through and review, man.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I only leave bad reviews.
Yeah, see, I make it a point not to do that. Like, if I like a product, I'm going to give them a good review.
Yeah, I mean, if it's one of those things, hey, did you like this? I would, like, click the 5-star if I did or whatever. But if I go to give feedback or whatever, it's because they did me wrong.
Yeah.
But fashion and trends are as such that, you know, one day being fat is bad, the next day being fat's going to be the rage. So you never know what will happen next.
That was the creepiest thing about the whole Todd Culhip situation, those Amazon reviews. Like, the shovel's great for burying bodies.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Did you give it 4 stars?
You just got to, like, funny. When it comes to social media, even if you're not a famous person or a business person or whatever, and you're just Joe Blow with an account, if you think something's funny or you want to post a picture, don't sit there and run it through the filter of, well, this made me look stupid. If you want to post it, post it. And if people want to be dickheads about it, unfriend them and block them.
And if you don't get enough likes, you can take it down.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
All right.
That boy has a 200-like limit, or it disappears forever.
I mean, it's a 2-hour time limit, too.
Yeah.
Well, Rise Guys Headlines style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Of course, you can follow Fat Boy at Paige933. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a break. More Rise Guys right after this.
Get up. Get up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, just before it, God, you
nine.
Straight in your current smartphone.
What? Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
93.3, the planet. Rise. And now. A Rise Guys re-premiere.
All right, let's bring Colleen back on.
That's how you did it.
Colleen?
Yeah.
All right, you call. I told her, I said, you smoke? She said, yeah. I said, go take your smoke break there, Ness, and just calm down. So you good now, right?
Yeah.
All right. You got to call this girl out. We remind you, humpteen times, don't say any bad words, anything like that, but... Our corporate lawyers ask us to verify this so we don't break any rules. Are you sure that you want to do this?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
We're going to dial the number when your friend or former friend or wherever you're at right now in the situation, when she answers, talk to her just like you're talking to her as a call on your own. She won't know she's on the radio until we tell her to, okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Here we go. She's going to call her former friend. And she's going to reveal to her, I know that you told this guy that I was a lesbian. That's stolen valor, Paige.
Oh.
Or say it's some kind of stealing something.
Oh, yeah.
Using something to your own benefit. I don't hear nothing.
Mm-mm.
All I do now.
Your call has...
All right, hold on one more second.
It's not promising.
Well, crap, it's 7:30. Is she work like late shift at the restaurant? Is she a morning person? Do you know?
I wouldn't call her a morning person. I wouldn't call her a morning person, but I don't know if she worked last night.
No.
Probably. She works a lot. So.
No. Okay. We should have tried her on Tuesday morning after sin night. No, that would have been the bad morning to do it. Oh, here we go.
This time.
Your call has been...
Golly, bummers.
It's hell to get
answers.
Hold of her.
No, she always answers.
Are you blocking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if it still works.
It's hell to get hold of people who do in that industry this time of day.
She's got her phone glued to her face always.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's why she can't answer.
Yeah. I wonder.
On her face.
Siri, answer the phone that's glued to my face.
You still want to do it?
Unblock it and try it. It'll just say, what does it say? Intercom? Or does it say upstate radio? I don't know what it says.
I don't know either.
Okay. All right. We're going to unblock it and try it. When she answers, immediately just go right into it. Okay, Colleen? All right, here we go.
We got those new phones here now. If somebody here wants to call me, they just call from a cell phone.
It's unblocked now, though.
Hello?
Hi, Mackenzie.
Hey, who is this?
Hey, it's Colleen.
Oh, hey, girl. What's up with you? I haven't heard from you in a minute.
No, huh?
So, is everything okay? Was that you on the block number that just called? Or are you at work? Or
Mackenzie, I'm doing just great.
Okay. So, what's going on? I'm super thrilled to hear from you, but, like, you're being weird.
Oh, do I sound weird, Mackenzie?
Yeah, kind of. So you just call in and say hello? Like, I'm lost.
Okay, look, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Here's some advice for you.
Okay.
Okay, if a guy asks you about availability on a girl that you're supposedly friends with, since high school, no less, you shouldn't be a liar.
A liar?
A liar.
Dude, are you on drugs? You sound like...
I sound like what, Mackenzie? What do I sound like? Do I sound like a lesbian?
What are you talking about?
Since we have known each other, have you ever known me to be a lesbian or into girls sexually?
Well, no. What are you talking... It sounds like you're having a breakdown, honestly.
Mackenzie, listen to me. Listen to me. I've been dating Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah, remember him?
The one we used to work with all the tattoos?
Yeah, that's him.
Well, that's cool.
I know. Amazing, right? Since, you know, I'm a lesbian and I'm only into girls, right? Hello, are you there?
He's lying. I never said that.
Oh, yeah. Because I never said that Jordan said that. So how did you even know what I'm talking about? You lying cow. Hey, guys, did she hang up?
She hang up. No, it's still connected.
We're all here now.
Who else is on the phone?
We're all here now.
Mackenzie. You hear me? Do you hear our voice, Mackenzie?
Who is this?
Mackenzie, this is the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet up in Greenville. That's, of course, your former, I don't know, maybe still friend Colleen. We're live on the radio right now.
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. Yeah, Mackenzie. Everyone knows now that you're a lying bitch baby slut.
What?
Everybody. Everybody's going to hear it now. All over.
Lying bitch baby slut. Come on. Mackenzie.
She's gone now.
Who hung up? Colleen or Mackenzie?
Yeah, Mackenzie's gone.
No, I'm still here.
Okay.
Mac's gone.
Of course. All right. Mackenzie's gone. Hold on. I'm trying to replay this in my head. So she said, you said, blah, 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 I'm not a lesbian. And then you said, I'm dating Jordan. Okay. That's why I wrote down Jordan. Okay. And so she instantly knew. I mean, it sounded like
she knew.
Because she said, I didn't tell him that he's a liar. So she knew then. Well, I still feel iffy about this. Like, I feel there's some kind of tinge of, like, maybe there was a thing there. I don't know. I'm not trying to throw you off loop here, Colleen, but.
Yeah, something's strange.
Something's weird about it.
Yeah. Like, is Jordan a guy and there's some girl Jordans, too? Something.
No, I mean, Jordan's a guy, right? Yes, of course he is. Why, fat boy, come on. I mean, what do you do from here, Colleen? I mean, do you feel whole now after that?
I do. I feel good. Honestly, I felt really good to just say that to her. Like, I think if I said it in person, I might actually be physically, I might have, like, hurt her physically, too. So I'm just glad I got to get it out.
Oh,
without,
boy.
Yeah.
She wear extensions? Would you go for the extensions?
That's my reputation.
Yeah. I've heard now that's the thing. If a girl thinks the other girl wears extensions, that's the first thing they go for.
They pull flints and the rings on.
That's the move now. They get the rings on. Yeah.
Well, this is my reputation. This is my integrity, you know?
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not fair for people to say that as far as, you know. Yeah.
It's kind of an ugly thing to say if it's not true.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
plus, I know a lot of her friends listen to this show, so I know that putting it out there is going to be enough of an embarrassment. So,
yeah.
I feel really good, actually.
Yeah. All right, Colleen, do some more snooping around. Do some more investigating. Check it out a little more. Something's odd. But we appreciate you being on the show, though.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay. You have a good morning, okay?
You too.
All right, thanks.
Let's call Jordan.
No, I mean, we don't have his number, but something was off about that. Something was off because, I don't know. I feel like they did hook up.
I'm reasonably sure that the other girl, Mackenzie, and the guy, Jordan, that they hooked up at some point.
That's what I'm saying.
But if we're all grown, that shouldn't be a big deal, even though I think it would be to Colleen. It would be a very big deal to her. Even though it shouldn't be, it would be.
But, like, look at that text. 72341, CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. My good friend at Dorman High School did the same thing to me, only he told her that I was a drug addict. Guess what? I wasn't, and we're now married.
Ha! And now you are a drug addict.
No, he's not a drug addict now. He was never a drug addict. Sorry. And she wasn't a lesbian or whatever. No. I mean, that's messed up. There's another text. I was in a relationship with a guy for 4 months before I realized he was not in the service.
Oh my gosh.
What a son of a... Can I say son of a bitch? Well, I will say that's a full-on son of a bitch.
Does anybody remember the way it used to be, though? Like, as dudes? When we would all... Fatboy does, because Fatboy brings it up sometimes. Because Fatboy used to revel in it, because he was this married dude who'd come hang out at my place downtown when I lived with Mo Ike back in the day.
This was fun to watch,
and
party house.
Anytime a woman came over, It was just, it was bad scene. Bad, bad time, man. Anytime.
If somebody had a girlfriend, you don't see them for like a month.
Yeah.
And they don't bring them around either because it was like open season.
Well, yeah, because these dudes are a bunch of like predatory shark type sons. Yep.
Must have happened the night I wasn't there.
It was rough, man.
Okay. We're going to get to your calls. They're lighting up like a Christmas tree. 1-800-774-0093. Have you ever been the one that was the liar that you told somebody something that, you know, wasn't true, it just to maybe get the guy or girl yourself? Or did you find out years later or sometime later that person was interested, but your so-called friend said, no, they're not into you because they're this or that or drug addict or lesbian.
Couldn't possibly be into you. Couldn't possibly.
Yeah, no. Like you.
It's the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Oh, we're back. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 9:48. I thought we were going to go live there for a minute. What a program today. Do you want to make amends? Everybody okay? Paige, you and Fat Boy on the same page now?
You're all friends again?
How long is that going to last?
What? As long as you want it.
You'll be friends?
Changes when the wind blows.
I don't know. Maybe we have a rubber match tomorrow and maybe have you two against each other in another game.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to get your attention.
I thought you were trying to tell me something.
I was just playing foots with you.
Kicking me in the thigh.
All right, real quick. Today is Wednesday, August 21st. It's been some time since we've done this. Break it down. It's time for another edition of Happy Birthday or Suck It.
Woo!
Yay! Yeah.
You can clap too, Jamie. It's your segment.
I did the bell.
Oh, thank you. Celebrating a birthday today, you may remember her as Claire, the cheerleader on Heroes. Hayden Panettiere. How do you say it? Panettiere? I never knew how to say it.
I think that's it.
She's still dating the guy from Greenville?
I don't know, but I remember Jimmy. I feel like Jimmy had a thing for her way back in the day.
I never watched Heroes, so I don't know if I did or not. Just cause I never saw the show she was on.
She's Fat Boy needs a Euro. She is?
Yeah, she dates some guy from here.
When she isn't dating Vladimir Klitschko?
No, they split.
Wow. Well, oh, good. He's Russian.
I hate to be that guy.
May try to hack her.
Yeah, following up for... Yeah.
Suck it or happy birthday to Hayden?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah. She's 30 today.
She seems nice, I guess. I don't really know her that well.
Celebrating her birthday... I can't tell you a single one of her songs, but I follow her on Instagram, and I think she's just beautiful. Celebrating a birthday today, Kacey Musgraves, Jimmy.
Oh, happy birthday, Kacey.
Happy birthday, Kacey. She is hot. Yeah. She is beautiful.
Yes, it's good trippy music.
Trippy, like it's like country music on drugs.
Yes, yeah.
But not like the good drugs, like the hallucinogens and ayahuasca and things. Yeah. She's 31 today. Happy birthday.
Yeah, she's awesome, man. I'm a big fan of Kacey.
Celebrating a birthday today, Jamaican sprinter, once the fastest man alive, Usain Bolt, celebrating a birthday today, Jimmy.
I mean, happy birthday. I got nothing bad to say about Bolt.
Oh, Lightning himself's 33.
Yeah. Yay.
Too old to run now.
Anything I say bad about him is going to sound like, you know, me being fat and jealous.
Right. You could probably beat him in an ass-kicking contest, though, maybe. Who knows?
Probably not.
Let's move along. What about the twins who sued Mark Zuckerberg? The Winklevosses, Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss.
Suck it.
They got Bitcoin money.
Everybody involved in anything to do with the social network or that
suck
litigation,
it.
Y'all suck it.
They got cryptocurrency money.
Zuckerberg, too, while I'm at it.
They're 38 today. Celebrating a birthday today, the Long Island Lolita. We were just talking about that earlier today.
We're.
Amy Fisher celebrating a birthday today, Jimmy. Happy birthday or cut it. I mean, happy birthday or suck it.
No, she didn't cut
happy
it.
Happy birthday or shoot me in the face.
Yeah, she shot Miss Buttafuoco.
Yeah, Joey's wife.
Hey,
Buttafuoco. Buttafuoco.
Yeah, Buttafuoco.
Suck it or happy birthday.
You know what, man? That was like a great time for those stories in America before things got too serious. Plus, I'm pretty sure Amy Fisher's a former guest of the show, so I'll say happy birthday, Amy Fisher.
Oh, man, she shot the chick in the face.
I know, but I'm pretty sure she's a guest of the show, so what do you do? Plus, she's got that, like, she's got a good look about her, you know, where she was always, like, cute with the dark hair and, like, the dark features and stuff.
All Mary Jo did was be a wife. She got shot in the face.
I know. Look, it's, you know, it's all me to do.
Man, I'm shocked. Well, you're in the killers, though. I've seen your art. Celebrating a birthday today, Jimmy. Jim McMahon from the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, man. Happy birthday. Feel bad for him now. He's got some problems from playing football.
Yeah. Dementia, yeah.
Don't forget you said it anyway.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jim McMahon. I'm in a happy birthday kind of mood, though. You got anybody else?
Celebrating a birthday today? Many people call him the gambler. Celebrating a birthday today, Jimmy. If you're looking for him, he'll be somewhere on those islands in the stream.
Yeah, he will.
Kenny Rogers celebrating a birthday today, Jimmy. He's squinting at you.
Suck it.
What?
Yeah, this ain't the same Kenny.
This is not Kenny Rogers, man. Plus, how many good Kenny Rogers songs are there, really? Really? Like, really? Really? Like, how many? Islands in the Stream.
Coward of the County.
The Gambler. Coward of the County. That's weird.
He was so beautiful when I met him.
He was?
Lady. You don't like Lady?
Mm-mm. Wow. I don't think he has that many good songs, man. I don't think he ever really did much of
she
anything.
She believes in me.
Well, Matt, you can say happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Kenny Rogers. Yeah. What say you, Jim Jack Jackie?
I already said suck it, but I'll say it again.
And in closing, today is National Senior Citizens Day, so enjoy your day, Mark Hendricks. All right. What a program. Everybody's cool. Everybody's happy. Tomorrow is Thursday. A all-new Facebook fussin' five-figure death punch, 3 doors down, 3 days grace.
Yeah. Ooh,
big difference there. Bad Wolves tickets, we'll have that tomorrow, as well as a big Thursday TBT we've been setting on for a little while. Paige?
Yeah.
I love you, and I think you did well, and I think whatever game we play tomorrow, you will win at.
I think so.
Maybe.
Fat Boy, we're co-workers, and you're going to play a game tomorrow. Keep that
we
in mind.
We are co-workers.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341, and let us know where you listen to us. I want to find somebody that listens out of the country besides Canada.
Right.
International P1s. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Hey, it's Mark.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.